Happy Saturday, Fighter Night Warriors. I wanna talk a little bit about my cat, Ram. My Ram is, I think he's 15 years old now. I got him in 2021 after my other senior cat died, Sarface. And if you know me, I'm a multiple serial over 10 years old cats and dogs person. I love being the last love of the animals, and I think many times that us people can have all this compassion for our dogs and cats. When they're old, we look after them. And when I see them on the street with old owners and they kind of walk so slowly, there's this character on the street. He's an old man. He doesn't look like he's from Austria, but he listens to yodeling music, yodel-ay-hoo, while he has his old dog beside him. And he has his walker, so he's like a little limping. And every day he has the same routine. And that dog wags his tail when I walk by, and it's so adorable. I love the old and to be committed for life and to be there through the good and the bad times. And what is better symbolizing that than our pets? So when I got Ram, I got him with a second cat, a puma. She died too because she had multiple hairballs. And then that was kind of hard to keep that in track because I was just she got through these cycles of hairball, and then she got anorexic, and then she was gonna eat, and then one day a whole mattress fell on her, and I think she broke or had a rib tear or something. So then when I took her to the vet, they saw that she couldn't breathe, and it was just a mess. So then she couldn't cough up, so I had to put her down. And then Ram was alone with me. Through this time with these two cats, he was always trying to steal her food. I had to watch them both, you know, to make sure she was the skinny one. Well, she was fat, and then she got in optimal health with me. And she regulated her appetite. You know, she ate as she was finished, and then typically have never been on a diet. She was stressed out and ate too much. She was like a fat, like a sausage. Then now she was happy, started to exercise. She couldn't move her hips first, but then with me, she was walking and jumping and everything. So that's the, you know, the miracle of taking the cat out of the shelter. So then when she died, so when I had those two, I had to watch the food, and Ram somehow had always this diarrhea, and no matter what food and routine and whatever I did, there was no way I could set it to a system to see what is actually what is the problem. But the diarrhea stopped the day the other cat was gone, so it was like very much of a stress thing. Now after like 6 months, I had no problem with his diarrhea and had no problem. Then all of a sudden the same problem was back, that he got this very runny stool, and then it had normal stool, and it was stinky. And here I am trying to figure it out with the different diets and to slowly taking from one to another. And you know, with me and my meticulous tracking, that I have a journal for my cat, his bowel movements, his feeding, what he's eating, how, and so on. At the shelter, he was raised on grain and on dry food. And then I slowly took him off the dry food because you're not supposed to have dry food. So this is now when it becomes interesting. That I felt that I need to follow this policy of no grains for cats, you know, nothing artificial, pretty much purity diet. So that didn't help him at all. It just didn't work out. He had no good effect of that. Then I try the cat food that has some brown rice or sweet potato, and everything very slowly rotating, so there's no sudden change. Didn't work either. I don't know how many different brands and formulas I've tried. And then I thought, maybe he has a problem with his bile, because if he can't digest the food, then he's going to have a lot of runny stool. And since the high protein has to have another intake of calories, where does it come? Well, that becomes then the fats. It's like a ketogenic diet for cats. He doesn't do well on this. So now all the propaganda and all the current, this is what you do, grain-free, and no artificial, you know, this or that, good fiber and so on. Like, I thought maybe that is what he needs, but he couldn't handle anything that was probiotic, nothing that was, you know, like nothing sweet potato or puree, nothing. And then I thought, okay, I have to think the way I do as a nutritionist, and with me and all the nutrition we do here, that I say all the time, don't just buy something that is trendy right now, some research that shows, ooh, this is the new thing to be scared of, or this might be the anti-nutrient, this might be the things in vegetables always that are known to be, let's say they give you gas, right? Like upset stomach, you feel full. That is what people don't know. So little fiber is the recommendation for people. I would be having no poop at all. So we used to have a lot more fiber when we had more normal food, but then somehow, I don't know, 30 grams of fiber, they need to. Honestly, if I were in charge, it would be more like 3 times of that for fiber for people for a good bowel movement. So I have a good cleanse every day. So anyway, back to my cat. So I thought, okay, if it's just like this now, that this cat does not respond to the current idealistic way of treating a cat. So then what I thought, I'm gonna go back and doing everything the way I do with nutrition here to treat the cat, client, the patient, the person, the cat, for not being how to do it right now, what is the current policy, the current data, this is what we believe in, this is the collective mindset right now, and nobody can go against it because this is, ooh, you have to do this. It's the same stupid thing as all the macros, all the ratios, all the focus on taking away everything from elimination diets all the time. So pretty much, like, don't eat anything, just drink water. Because, yeah, food intolerances, food sensitivities, food allergies, different response depending on if you have the digestive enzymes. If you don't eat it regularly, you don't have the digestive enzymes produced because there's no reason. Your body is efficient. Why have enzymes to digest what you don't eat? So that's also why when you have a sudden intake of junk or fat, you're gonna have more loose stool. Suddenly you look like a pale poop. And that's just normal. You didn't get allergic. It's just your body regulates what it does for you, you know? So then the cat got back on his, not the good food, but it was, a, you know, prebiotic and has grains and is for digestive issues with cats and so on. And right away, his poop is perfect. And then 3 days later, his skin and coat is made much better. And the crying is gone. So home take-home message here is that there are research, there are trends, there are things indicating, and for instance, all the subs that I take, and all the foods, all the things that I have theorizing about what is going to add up, and all the things potentiate, and little things add up to a big sum. All that are speculating and intention is, I hope, that all these things together will lead me the way. It's the same as nutrition, it's the same as training, that everything all adds up. When everything is a flow, there's not this up and down in what are you doing, and then you don't want to commit. So all you guys who have intolerances, sensitivities, you gotta be regimented. Because up and down, and then you don't want to do it, and then you quit and have junk food, you're not doing anything for your health. So every time you quit because you have despair that, oh, this is, you're just going back. Because this is what you need to do. You need to be journaling, and take track of everything you do, and go backwards in time, look at the steps, and then lead forward, and then make a new step, strategizing like that. And that's also what I say about the POBO and the refeed and the practice of one day at a time, make your move, make your calls, execute the plan, revise, adapt and overcome, adjust, revise, become better, the onion routine. That there is no way that you can foresee when you're gonna have your refeeds, because they're gonna be based on how are you complying up to that point. What are the results from your work? Are you even due for refeed? Because refeed just to refeed when you're gonna get lean, it's just greed. You have no reason to refeed. That is a privilege. So if you use it too much, you're just gonna stay the same or slowly fatten up. Because again, you can gain weight without noticing on the scale. If you keep on going back to the scale and you notice you got away, you're gonna keep your safety home in the junk food eating, and that is your comfort zone, and you're terrified about letting it go. So that is another kind of hidden thing in the human mind, that you are not quitting your junk food routine. You're just talking about it when you don't feel good about it. When you feel that you don't want to do it, now you want to talk about, I don't want to sabotage again. But then there you go, because you feel this is your routine. There's comfort in the prison that you want to stay. You use it as a crutch that you cannot feel good on your regular days, because you're not working all those days. So in order to learn about everything going on with everything health and fitness, you gotta just get back to seize the day and make those moments matter. Because otherwise you're gonna be stuck in the same thing, that you are just not doing what you gotta do and you are not following the plan. So you're always gonna end up in the step one. If you want to go further, you have to know that it's going to take that you will have to give up your little safety holy cow that you want to be saved. And that is the diet, prison, junk food routine. All right, so I'll be back on Monday, and then I'm going to open up the FDA Strong group the 1st of May. We're going to have form check events all Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, because we need that. I'm so excited about keeping on practicing so you can grow stronger and not break down, to just feel like you have resurrected, you know, revival of your body. That's what I want for everyone. I want to work on the happy mood about all this, because otherwise you're not going to love it. So really work on wanting to learn how to be happy about the tough work, because that is what you're not going to have a way out. So then we open up the FDA completely on the FDA Strong Challenge, start May 13. Now to everyone who wonders about my VIP coaching, what is this and how has that been evolving? So now we know that in a group setting, you're going to have a lot of lessons, you're going to have a very good community, you practice with others who also want to learn and are there to practice, not just to perform and show off, because that's not how you get somewhere. And then you realize that you can have stronger individual learning curve, faster get to where you want to be and get your epiphanies, because I talk to you directly. So that's then why my clients have me on Messenger as an addition. Now you check in with me there Monday to Friday as you want, and I provide more specific stuff for you, as in customizing. So it's more like on demand, that I need to have my clients closer so I can help you get better routines. And I love working that. And it helps me make better content, keeps me closer to the group, so I know what are you needing, what are we going to work on right now. Because I'm about the matter of the issue right now, not what you worry about in the future. So my policy about all the fears of all things that could go wrong in nutrition, diet, research, health, I just have the policy that I refuse to make it a fear fight of life, to never feel relaxed, never have peace, because there might be something that might kill me that I can't control. I'm not living that life. I'm done with that. So I just have, that is the way I make my own call. And if you want to be like that, you have to be in that crowd where that is the policy, that we want to be happy in and peace and working. We don't want to go and find whatever can make us scared right now. So now the last thing with the VIP, you have the new community where I lead and train you, and it doesn't stop like a challenge. That this is the place for my people, for my tribe, the people who are forever going, who are not stopping, who are not quitting, who do not want to have a backup of, if I don't want to commit, I'm going to go back to what I was before I felt better. The ones who want to be reminded that this matters the most, and this is how you feel amazing and empowered and feel confident and love your body. You know this is the way you feel, and this is your ideal you, and you can find it to be your real you if you want to. So do you. So if you want that, you go to Venmo or PayPal for the VIP division. And then I add you to the Seize the Training Day group, where I host and keep on living my fitness life for you a little bit extra than for the rest. And I'm so excited about all the things I'm going to do and keep up to keep that as an online training oasis. So with that, it's send money. I feel so bad every time I say that, send money. Via PayPal or Venmo at Pauline Ordine. So you get to that account to Make it to send money to friends and family so you don't have the fees and I don't. Because it cuts off on my end and I don't like it. So thank you for making sure you have that. And if there's a problem, don't worry, we solve it. So then when I'm back on Monday, I will have registered you and I will add you into my group. And then you're gonna see a whole other arena that you're not part of in any other place. You can subscribe to my video workouts on Uscreen, and you can also subscribe to my meal plans and my new OMAD and all the recipes in the Fiderite recipe app. And you should go and join my FDH Strong Challenge, which starts May 13. But you can get in there early, May 1, to practice and get your workouts and to talk to me directly. So I'm welcoming everyone to take place and first come, first serve. So thank you so much for listening and good luck with your pets and your family. But remember now that you gotta just be a little bit tougher on yourself, to not be like a little kid who just want to be intermittently passionate about fitness life and conquering yourself. Let's make yourself, you love yourself and be proud and want to show up, because that is the way I know that you're doing what you need to do for yourself. That is when you're not saying I'm doing great, but you don't, but you're actually honest and, hey Pauline, I know I want to have this, like I can do this like a pro, but I'm just a fool if I keep on doing that. I gotta respect that this is not my forte. I need help, or I'm gonna be the same imbecile for the rest of my life. That's a duck up. Yeah, it's better to be wise and insightful and see, hey, if I can make myself successful at this right away, or I want to wait forever and don't have any real, you know, guarantee, what do I want? So now with everyone wondering, you always want results so fast, so how come you don't choose what speeds up the process? That is me and my VIP.